This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 15th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. In a post on his social media account today, President Trump said the U.S. has made a, quote, great deal with Indonesia. The announcement follows a flurry of tariff letters sent to U.S. trade partners last week, with rates ranging from 25% to 50% effective August 1st. Trump has said he considers such letters to be a deal. In other trade news, the Wall Street Journal reporting the European Union could target Boeing and whiskey maker Brown-Forman under its plans for retaliatory tariffs if the bloc can't reach a trade deal with the U.S. Yesterday, EU officials presented a list of member states of American products to hit with levies if an agreement isn't reached by Trump's August 1st deadline. Trump has threatened to impose 30% blanket tariffs on European imports if no deal is reached. Inflation rose last month to its highest level since February as President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs pushing up the cost of everything from groceries to clothes, furniture, and appliances. The Labor Department today said consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from a year ago. That's up from an annual increase of 2.4% in May. On a monthly basis, prices climbed 0.3% from May to June, that after rising just 0.1% in the previous month. Higher inflation, a contrast to the president who as a candidate promised to immediately lower costs. Trump insists that the U.S. effectively has no inflation and continues to pressure Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell into cutting short-term interest rates. Powell has said he wants to gauge the economic impact of tariffs before reducing borrowing costs. Excluding volatile food and energy, core inflation increased 2.9% in June from a year ago, up from 2.8% in May. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins today announced the termination of the Regional Food Business Centers program, a pandemic-era Biden program created using one-time temporary funding from Congress. Rollins said the department is terminating the program in a way to honor commitments made to farmers. USDA will honor existing commitments for over 450 grants to farmers and food businesses to ensure planting decisions on the farm can continue as normal. However, stakeholders should not plan on this program continuing. Any remaining funds will be repurposed to better support American agriculture. Russia's harvest of wheat is well behind the pace seen last year, so Econ said through July 11, Russia's harvested 11 million metric tons of wheat, down 56% compared to the 24 harvest of 24.8 million tons. Perhaps some thawing in the relationship between U.S. and China. Today, NVIDIA CEO said the tech giant has won approval from the Trump administration to sell its advanced H2O computer chips used to develop artificial intelligence to China. Now, the news came in a company blog post which stated U.S. government had assured NVIDIA that license would be granted and that the company hopes to start delivery soon. Half of the world's AI researchers are said to be in China. Today, in an interview on CNBC, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick explained the Trump administration's turnaround, saying the U.S. wants China to be dependent on American technology. Lutnick said the U.S. wants to stay one step ahead of what China can build. He said the chip that's being sold is actually an older model AI chip. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.